Hello, Sanbonani, bonjour, nda, magati, to all our bachelors and bachelorettes, and welcome to another episode of the Bachelors Podcast. What are we saying this week, Nozu?
We're back, and as promised, my guy, we said next week got an interesting podcast with an interesting guest.
Discussing
an interesting topic, For those of you who waited patiently, or those who saw it on our socials, we are talking about an interesting topic. I don't wanna even disclose yet. It's too soon. But we got the hottest guest on the streets, Mkabela himself, live in studio. What do you have to say to the people, Mr. Cyprial? This is a well-known man. If you know the name Cyprial, I'm sure you know who this guy is. If you don't, check him on Facebook, on Instagram, on all his socials. We'll drop his handles on our description page. Cyprial, what do you have to say to the masses?
Hey chance, and hi to everyone. I mean, I doubt there are so many people that don't even know me. A whole lot of people, they know me. But I'm just here with you guys to discuss a very interesting topic, as I said. I'd like to thank you for the invitation. I feel so honored to be here with you, gents, in this platform. But we are about to bring content. We're about to bring a good content.
No. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
This week.
This is the platform. Always. And for those who are wondering what the topic for today is, the topic is fat and sit. Take a moment there. Fat and sit, the pandemic. And for those who don't know what fat and sit is, we'll use the definition, and we're taking this definition from LegalWise. So if you have any queries at LegalWise, you can go there. Please sponsor us, LegalWise. But according to LegalWise, cohabitation, or fat and sit by definition, occurs when unmarried couples live together in a long-term relationship that resembles marriage. And due to this, marriage has now been redefined to just couples living together and not having legal marriages. Yeah, a tense one.
It's a tense one. Isn't it interesting why LegalWise is the one who gives us this definition, my guy?
Ah, come on, man.
Hey, my guy.
They're the ones that handle our court matters. I don't know what happens in a fat and sit. Maybe there are a lot of things that need to be resolved through LegalWise.
Now, when I was looking into it, actually, they say that after a while, because Akiri, SARS can only charge you like income tax together if you guys are legally married. So they had to put fat and sit under some legal notation. They actually had to write it down so that you guys were in a fat and sit, you owe SARS money. Don't just be chilling there thinking that, hey, we're separate. You guys, you owe SARS. SARS will come collect. The day is coming.
Yes, pay back the money. This is where we bring in our guest for today, and I think he can just give us a background story on his fat and sit, on what he believes fat and sit is. You know, just tell us where you're coming from with this topic.
Thank you, man. It's fat and sit after all, man. To be specific with the slang word fat and sit, in the streets. It's actually something that I actually. Say pandemic, no man.
The pandemic,
definitely not.
it's soft life. Swat and sit is comfortable. It's nice. It's not a pandemic.
Definitely, chance. Definitely, because the reason I'm saying this, when I got here, I'll first make sense. When I got here, 2018. Okay, I got here first 6 months, I was just staying around, your first year and all that. Jiggy, I'm getting into some relationship lately, you see.
Just so you clarify for the audience, sorry. When you arrived, where are you currently situated? I forgot to drop that in the intro. Where are you situated? And yeah, you can continue.
Okay, I'm from Nelspruit in Mpumalanga, Swati guy from Ematsulu. Then I traveled to school, varsity, to come to Mahikeng in the Northwest University. here in Mafikeng campus.
Yeah.
Then 2018, I'm getting here, man, you know, finances are a bit tricky, home, we're not really stable. So, okay, pull up in Mafikeng, come in Mafikeng, chill with the chance in the commune. Hey, so these nice ladies there and there, you know, varsity, man, when you go there and you're a fresher, hey, there are a lot of
That's
girls.
That's it, all starts.
There are a lot of girls, bro. But, you know, I'm always known of being some sort of a player from even back home. But then I was like, you know, I'm coming to varsity. I'm changing that. You know, I'm coming to varsity and I'm changing that. Now I want to be a straight man. With one girlfriend. So here I am, man. Okay, I'm getting to a relationship with this girl. Almost mid of 2018. Yeah, she was staying in the villages, you know, the villages that are here, staying like alone, you know, in a flat. I was staying with Tamachita. Mind you, don't forget, finances are tricky. Finances are tricky.
Emphasis.
Finances are tricky on my side. So find this lady. I go chill with the lady, you know, things are good.
But lady. Can I just stop you there? How old? When you're talking lady.
Oh, the lady. I think the lady was 3 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
She's older than you. Okay.
She was 3 years older than me. So she was not really old. But, you know, the way she treated me, I'm going to call her a lady, man. She was good. So I won't say a girl. That was definitely a lady, my guy.
She treated you well.
Bruh, I mean, hands at first I was like fat and set and pandemic in one line. No, cannot be together.
Yeah, okay.
No way.
No, we see now.
Man, you know, got there, we stayed together. Not really staying together because it was an on and off thing of I visit because she wasn't staying far from where I was staying. I just visit. I stayed there for a while, maybe for a week. Then I go back to my place. But I can assure you, man, you know, it was one of those best moments that I can say that I've experienced in my life. Fat and Set doesn't just teach you only saying that, okay, maybe you're going to be sucking the other person's money or anything. You see, it's based on the growth. And it helps you as a person to learn how to communicate with someone. When you wake up and you are very moody, but you be like, "Esh, I'm with someone next to me." It's when you learn to actually train your moods, your emotions, to say, "Esh, I need to accommodate the person that is next to me." So for me, I saw it as a growing stage, bruh. Because mind you, I'm coming from a place, or rather, I'm coming from a background of being known as a player. You know, that when you're just walking in the streets, the girls know you, the guys they don't know you. If there's a new girl, we're like, "Hey, bruh, there's a new girl around there, and we need someone to go take that girl." And we are one soldier to say, "Start."
He was even headhunted for this position.
Hey.
Like, when Supreme Kabila's in the house, it's
that one is yours, Supreme.
Those kind of things. but no, man, I just learned growth. I don't want to lie to you. I learned growth, man. It was good. Then we had our own complications. You know, sometimes it was overwhelming to her. Though to me, it seems like as growth. It was her first time to do it. It was my first time to do it as well. You know, so it was overwhelming. Things didn't go accordingly, you see. We had to separate. But then, after good experience from there, I was like, "Ay, man, I want round two." I want again. I went again, Jess. I just couldn't help it. It was a good experience. I couldn't help it. So yeah, there we are. I'm getting into another one, but hey, funny enough, man, I can't even disclose much where this one was staying, because even myself, I might be in trouble. But yeah, you are staying around the university.
Around.
You know, back then, things were nah. Life before the pandemic, things were very nah, man. You know, you could access everything, even in the universities and all those kind of things. So it was actually a norm that I will stay with this girl, you see, because where I was staying, I was sharing, she was not sharing, because I moved where I was staying to another place, you know, after such a breakup. And I was like, eh, now I need a new start. You know, girls, they cut their hair. Chiscop, new start, new life. Then it's what you see with Abam Hetil. So to me, I was like, no.
You were going.
My guy, so do you hear this? This guy took it to the next level. Once I needed a new start and he moved out. He didn't cut his hair. He moved out, bro.
But you see, Fatin said, it will leave you scared, Bagit. It will leave you scared.
Man, relocated straight. I moved, man. I moved to another place because I just needed to be far. You get me? I needed to be far. Because, you know, when you're still loving someone and you're enjoying all those kind of benefits, it's not easy for you to let go. That one is never easy to let go. But, man, I got a new one, got a new girl. Then it was fun. It was also fun. But, you know, when one is stingy and where you're coming from, it was lavish. You're eating yogurts in the morning. You're having desserts. And now... And now things are different.
The power is too high.
And now things are different, you know. Then you start questioning yourself.
You got there and realized, hey, this is not what I missed you. I missed you the soft life.
Hey. Yogurt in the morning. You're not getting it.
Dessert, my guy. Dessert, yogurt.
I mean,
this was the soft life, my guy.
Why he called a lady at the beginning? She was
Yeah.
Three course meal. Where is the afternoon?
Seven colors.
What's the afternoon? Seven colors. It's how you know good time, man.
But okay. Can I just go in there with the question right here?
Okay.
You know, seeing that you had a very good experience on your first one, and then, you know, going to the second one, you went in because you had a good experience. Do you somehow see Fatin Sid as, you know, just an opportunity to have a nice time, or would you go in it with the intention of going far?
I think, man, you know, everything must start somewhere. And for me, I'll say Fatin Sid, it's important. Never ever get married to someone without staying with that person at least for a year or two. That's, you see, man. Okay. I mean, this thing coming back to engagement, it's only illegal for you to engage someone for about 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, the last time I checked, for about 2 years. That shows you, it gives you the space to actually get to know someone for the space of two years. Do you get me? And try to abide by the Bible, you see, try to abide by the traditions as well. Just spend that 2 years with someone, staying, you know, understanding when someone is waking up in the morning, okay, when someone is like this, rather than me getting married to someone new. And then I don't know how that person behaves in the morning, how that person is like when she's moody, how am I supposed to calm that person down? And I'm staying in that house, I can't even divorce that person anymore. Because the minute I divorce, hey, Bob, I'm losing everything, you see? So, Vele, hey.
No more yogurt.
No more yoga. So, for me, my point is, gents, fight and said is important. It's one thing that I feel like we need to normalize. And it's not that... Malvin mentioned something, saying that it's something that is there nowadays, you see, based on SARS and what. I feel like, as this generation, we're not only looking at such things, but we're looking at getting to know your partner better. You see? And in the meantime, you're securing the partner, saying, no, let's move in together. You're trying to secure her and say, I have a future for us, but let's get to know each other in a way of we staying together better. Than you staying somewhere else and I'm staying somewhere else. I mean, maybe I'm working, you're also working, we don't get to spend time together. You don't see the import, you don't see how serious I am with you at some time, because you don't see how busy I get, you see. But when you're staying together, you're asking, when I'm receiving the calls from the managers, you'll be like, oh, okay, Shemu baby has seven, that's who baby's hustling and this. So it's easy for you to understand.
Not that must work.
okay.
No, man. Okay. On that note, I just have a question. Like, I just want to throw it in there. Don't you think that, Wawana, since you are sort of getting all the benefits of, you know, the marriage life outside of marriage. Once you get comfortable, like you were getting used to the yogurts, the seven course meals and all that, do you feel like you were sort of in a pressure to say, okay, in the next 10 years, what do I want with this girl? What do I see in our future? And do I eventually want to like maybe go the lobola route and all that? Does it reduce the pressure when you're in that comfortable situation where you're like, anyways, I'm already living with the person I want?
And mind you, just to add there, I know someone who has in a fattened seat for 10 years. 10 years eating yogurt. You know, so is it not just a comfortable place, like Melvin said?
No, for me, I think it's based on maturity of both of the individuals, you see? Because, again, it's about the intentions that you went there with which intentions. Probably that person who stayed in the fight and said for 10 years, they got pregnant there. And a minute a kid is involved, it's very hard to just fight and said and leave the person. But since you're not in love with the person, you can stay with the person for the sake of the kid. At least the kid, let the kid grow a little bit older. Then I will leave the person. Let me just continue fighting and setting with the person. You see? So I think it's based on the maturity and your intentions. So you see, if for me, in this perspective that I'm saying in, it's not based about comfort. It's about knowing each other. It's about you being comfortable. Then you're going to realize, it's okay. You see, my woman is getting even more prettier in the morning when she goes. Now she applies makeup in this way. You know what? I need to secure her. I need other people when they see, when she's greeting a church, hey, offering money, she must greet with this one. You see, now pastors, they distance themselves as well from my wife. You see, it's about securing your person. You get me?
Did you hear that term? Okay. Hansi, from my wife. Not just from a girlfriend or what. I was actually thinking about it during this, when we were like preparing for this fat and sit discussion, that these terms that we use, hey, wifey, you know, hubby, what, these terms, don't they make like slowly, that's what fat and sit, because already in our minds, we're putting that thought that, okay, this hun is sort of my wife, but she's just technically, she's a girlfriend, but like a hun wifey, you know, a hubby.
Yeah.
So by the time we're in fat and sit, it doesn't feel, you know, like that pressure, like, no, she's, because I already feel like she's my wife, sorted. So I feel like these things that we sort of try, you know, we've normalized it, but it pushes us towards that. It's also easy for us to end. I've broken up with so many wifeys, guys. It's easy to block and delete a wife once. I'm not attached.
Hey, even in grade 2. We're just breaking up with our wifey, husband, wife. Just cut it when you need to.
but no, James. You see, the way I see it, is about securing. You know, it's about securing. You know, when I call my girl wifey, wife, when she calls me happy, I mean, it's leading to fat and set. Definitely, it is. Because now we're going to want to experience the husband and wife thing. But before we go that, we just want to get to know each other, as I mentioned. So we're going to fight and set. You see, those are the factors, actually. They're one of the factors that actually pushing to fight and set. You get But importantly, it's about securing your person. If you don't call your person my wifey, my hubby, my girlfriend, my woman, I mean, you'll also start questioning yourself. Okay, mean I'm always baby, Gandhi. Does the relationship doesn't have levels? I'm always baby.
Is that getting bigger? Just baby.
I mean, I'm still baby. Chigi. They couldn't ask him. You see, it's going low. I mean,
you're getting smaller.
I mean, we're going smaller and smaller. So we need to know about. It's okay, no man. You know, this person is seeing me as a wife. You see, this person is seeing me as a husband. Then it's where you're going to start to be like, okay, this is the one. You know, this is the one. But it actually influences. But again, Buffett, to be honest, fight and set saves money.
Here comes the money. Here we go. I wanted to go back there. Because you mentioned important points, especially you mentioned how when a hun falls pregnant, sometimes you're actually pushed to get into a fight and sit, because like in society right now we have so many absent fathers, Wabon. So if you grow up with, the child grows up with knowing, this is my dad, that type of situation, it helps sort of in a way. And the finance part of it, Vele, you spoke about it. But yeah, what do you think, Raymond, on the finance? You are the accountant here.
By the finance side, I don't really understand how we are saving. I'm a finance. Unless if it's like maybe accommodation, we're saving accommodation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
At most. But groceries, we'll still buy the same amounts of groceries, even if it's that side. I don't think that was going to change. And maybe travel costs, maybe that was gonna be cut a little bit. But otherwise, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. It's a valid point.
You know what? I think let's continue hearing the rest of the story. Because he didn't finish the second. May I want to hear what happened in the second one?
The second one. Where he was not getting desserts.
Okay. You know what? No? Like this one of saving money is going to even come back on my second fat and set. So, okay. I'm getting into this fat and set buffet too. The girl I have to say, she was moneyed. That one is for effect. She had the good income.
Yeah.
But stingy. You see, she was moneyed and stingy.
I think she was mine, but stingy.
So, manje, I'm like thinking, you know what? I'm used to the soft life. And no baby girl wants 50-50 or 60-40. I bring 60, she brings 40. Mean I'm like, hey, you know where I come from, baby girl. I mean, I've been spoiled, man. As mean I was babied.
Yes, I support. Men must be spoiled.
Hey, daughter must be spoiled.
Yes.
So, but, gents, you know, on the second one, okay, I can say that it was not as pleasant as the first one, because I went there with expectations, thinking maybe all of them, they are the same and everything. But the second one actually taught me actually how to work on the 50-50 basis. Do you get me? Who would say, okay, you know what, baby, if I'm going to buy a 2 kg of chicken, okay, though I don't eat chicken, but I'm just making an example. You know, when I'm buying 5 kg of chicken, go buy maize. You know, you know that maize is cheaper than the 5 kg, but it's based on, okay, when you're buying this, let's buy this. Okay, if I'm buying maybe something, just buy oil. See, I mean, it actually taught me that thing of, okay, it doesn't mean that when every time when you're in a fight inside, you must actually benefit. Which I looked at it in both ways of women and male. You see, because most women, when they get into a fight inside, they're expecting to be spoiled, to be babied. When they wake up, they want to wake up with breakfast in bed every time. But they don't do the breakfast in bed to their men. Do you get me? So, I mean, it's where everything starts to alter. We're having this wrong side on the society. But for me, man, I was glad that I had a two side of my experience. So one way, one person. You see, at first I was complaining about her, saying that she was stingy. But it was actually a way of growth. To me, it was another way of growth, saying that, no, man, when you're with someone in a relationship, it doesn't have to be the other person who spend a lot. I mean, you share, you communicate with this, baby, you know, situation is like this back home. So on my side, it's bad. But I can reach to this extent, you know. And when you get money, when I used to get money during the month, somewhere, you know, from hustle, I will just buy some things and she'd be like, oh, okay, you brought this and this and this, so you get a money. I'm like, oh, no, remember that thing that I did the other time, you see. Then this the money pays off, and then she also becomes happy to say, no, man, this person is actually planning to contribute, you see, and all that. By the way, back to the story that happened. Luckily, I moved to campus, man. Campus and fat and set close to each other. Cannot separate them.
You see, you, Melvin.
I mean.
You know, on campus, the fat and set on campus is even more advanced because you're just gonna see with Tupperwares on the street. Every guy, every guy on the street, you purchase captain image. How? Purchase captain image. Hey, we have one of to know, man. Hey. I feel like the campus one, because of the rules and everything, you know, that no visitors are allowed in the room to sleep over. Back then in 2019, still, you see, like, someone must not sleep over and all those kind of things. It was in a way of a better, but still, my point is, you'll never get to know your partner better if you cannot wake up next to your partner. When you cannot see your partner in pains, screaming of pains during the middle of the night, if you cannot nurture that person. I mean, you can never actually know your
partner. Yeah, maybe that's the answer. But before we, like, quickly end, I just want to ask one question. Yeah. During this fat and sit, do both families know that Usipril and Unomzamo, or is it undercover?
Kuima. Hey, Kuima. No, man, it was an undercover thing. They could never know. Parents could never know because pregnancy, you know, STDs, they worried about all those kind of things. And now they'll start be like looking at you. If you want something, like, you are man enough, you can have a woman in your house. You see, I'm afraid to undercover job, under the carpet, unknown, illegal thing.
Now we see, man. But I'll hand it over to you, Melvin, man.
Nah, my guy, obvious. Stolen waters are sweet. How, guys. How it's nicer, humanity. No, I think because we're just trying to discuss and find a different perspective to this. Because obviously, as society, we put this negative connotation to fat. Just even just saying fat and sit, everyone goes, yo, it's negative, really. Like, when we're trying to look for people who'd come to speak about fat and sit, like, I'm sure they even felt like, yo, I was in a fat and sit, you know. Already, they're having this negative thoughts towards it. So we're just trying to give a different light to it, to get to understand, you see, why do people do it, and the dynamics, really. For you, your experience, bread. Two fat and sits. Me, at least, if I get one, I want that soft life, the yogurt every day in the morning, seven desserts course.
In the morning.
That's the one. So, nah, man. Thank you very much for coming. You know, for all our listeners out there, we are not really going to, you know, give you a conclusion to this matter because it's too broad for us to say, no, do it or don't do it. But we're going to say, you know, we're letting you look into it, you know, find out more about it rather than just going saying, no, it's negative or, yeah, it's positive. Just, you know, giving you the two sides of it type of thing. Yeah.
Nah, definitely, man. Just raising awareness onto the whole fucking topic. But, Cyril, if you could wrap up all of this in one sentence, what would you say to the listeners?
Guys, take care of yourselves. As much as Patton said might be good, it's all about taking care of yourself. Don't go in unprepared mentally. Do something. Do it if you have good intentions for a future with that person. Don't fight and set and leave the person.
Okay. Yeah, I know. No.
He's ripped it up.
Man. Thank you guys for coming and just listening to this episode. We know it was a banger. As the podcast, we are trying to bring different opinions onto topics that are seen as taboo in our world, man. So thank you guys for listening to the Bachelor Podcast.